Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. I'm Doug Fain. On today's program, we're going to be talking about a little community that's set up on North Main Street. You may have remembered Miller Flats. A lot of you probably don't. We'll talk about the Miller family and that place and other things that have to do with them with Cindy Miller Rohr. We'll do that right after this word from our sponsors, the Farmers Bank of Jessamine County.
In 1934, a brand new house cost about $6,000. The cost of a gallon of gas was 10 cents. And in 1934, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County opened their doors at 200 North Main Street in Nicholasville. And they've been there ever since. The times may have changed, but Farmers Bank is still here. Still proud to be the only locally owned and locally operated bank in Jessamine County. Banking with friends and neighbors. Farmers Bank, equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. Glad to have you on this Saturday as we continue to learn more about people, places, and things in our county. Some of you that's been around for a while might remember that when you went up North Main Street, there was a little settlement on the left side about where the current Tractor Supply is, that area of the country. It was called, well, I always knew it as Miller Flats. I don't know if it was a different name or not. But anyway, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that family. And we're going to do that today with one of the, I don't know what you call you, one of the heirs, one of the descendants of that person. That's the word I'm looking for. Cindy Rohr. Good morning. You can talk now.
Good morning.
You're not a shy with a microphone. Get on up in that thing. The other day I was talking to some people and it came up about that place up there. Do you know how long it's been? I remember it being there. And I remember when it finally left, that's where the very first Walmart sat, across the street from where it is now. But I can't remember exactly how long that's been.
They actually bought the farm in the early 1940s.
The Millers did.
Well, yes. It would have been my great-grandfather.
Yeah.
Henry and Cordy Miller.
Okay.
Okay, so they had 9 children.
All right.
Which would have been Ray and Charlie and Lil.
Okay,
and
before you get too far down that road, let back up just a minute. Do you know much about, did you say your great-grandparents?
Uh-huh.
Were they always from here? Or do you know?
The Millers, to my knowledge, were.
So that's one of those names that when we have, there's about a dozen in Jessamine County. You can go way, 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 way back. And probably the Millers is part of them. And mm-hmm. Again, what were their names?
Henry and Cordy Miller. Now, Cordy was originally a Stinnett. Her maiden name was a Stinnett.
And there's a bunch of them around. And that was all the Stinnetts here.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So, now, how many kids did you say they had?
They had 9.
9, okay. Let's take them slowly, if you would. Are you naming them from age, oldest down, or just naming
just
them?
Just naming them.
All right, give me one and kind of tell me a little about them, if you know.
Ray Miller.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you would know Charles Logan Miller.
That's Ray.
He is married to Ray's daughter, Judy.
Right. So, Charles was not related, but he was a Miller, married a Miller.
Right.
Now, Ray, his wife, Mildred, uh-huh. Worked in the courthouse for many years for the circuit clerk and then for the county judge, Sherman Dean.
Yes.
So, Ray was one of the boys.
He was one of the boys.
Okay. First off, how many boys and girls were there? Do you know?
There was 5 boys.
Okay, and 4 girls.
And 4 girls.
Okay, so we got Ray. Give me another one.
Okay, Virgil, who was my grandfather.
Okay.
He was my father's dad, and he was from here.
So let's see. Your dad and Judy Miller are first cousins.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. All right. Virgil.
Okay. Charlie.
Yeah.
Charlie is from here. His wife was Nettie. Now, Nettie was a sister to my grandmother, who was married to Virgil.
So we had brothers married sisters.
Yes.
So there was double first cousins in your family. All right. Mm-hmm. Who were some of their kids?
Connie Bowles was the only child that they had.
Okay. Was she married? The Bowles down at Camp Nelson?
Uh-huh.
Rusty's mom. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
okay.
That's right.
Yeah.
Rusty and Russell Bowles.
Yeah. All right. So there's 3 boys, I think.
Okay. And then Ned.
Okay.
And he was married to Jenny.
And
they had Patsy, was the only child that they had.
They lived here, too.
And they lived here, too.
Would I know Patsy?
Now, they lived over in Spears for a long time.
Yeah.
He owned a farm over in Spears.
All right. Is that all 5? Did we get them all?
And then Russell.
Russell. Okay. Now, Russell is?
I don't know a lot about Russell.
Okay.
He just never was.
He kind of was.
Yeah, he done his own thing. I don't know a whole lot about him.
Well, we got people, everybody's got people like that.
Yeah.
All right, so who were the girls?
Okay, then they had a set of twins, Pauline and Aline. And I don't know a lot about them either because I think they died.
Okay.
All early. Right. And then we had Pansy Fain.
Yeah, married to Larkin.
Uh-huh.
Is that right?
Houston Fain.
I'm sorry. Pansy was a hairdresser.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is she still living?
No.
Okay,
no.
She died. All right.
And then there was Lil McKinney, who had Gerald McKinney.
Yeah, yeah. Nancy. He married Nancy.
Yes,
she worked
Nancy McKinney.
For Bob Thompson for many years in the PVA's office.
Uh-huh.
See, I didn't know that relation there.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, did we say all four?
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty big family. So was it your grandparents then that owned that area of the county?
It was my great-grandparents, yes.
Well, how did it, do you know any history on it?
Well, I do. What's interesting, he was an interesting person.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I didn't know him. He died before I was born. But from the tales that I've been told, that he bought that 11 acres. It was 11 acres up there. In the early 1940s,
mm-hmm.
and he bought it, which this is interesting, from the Interurban Railway.
Okay.
Well, what happened?
Because I guess the railroad runs along the back of that property, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, what happened was he sold his crop of tobacco, and it done exceptionally well that day.
Oh.
And he took the money, and he went he bought that land.
Give me some boundaries. I remember that it's set in that area, but what current things that we would know right now would have been on that, approximate on that 11 acres?
The tenant houses run in a line around where I would say Long John Silver's is.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
The house, the main house, when they bought that property, I believe there was only a barn setting there, and he built the old house where they ended up. They died there,
and that would have been about where Tractor Supply is now.
Yes,
in that area.
Yes.
Did it come any more south? I mean, are we getting into Taco Bell, into that? Or
I tell you, the house would have set up where the road is, the four lane, because that's what happened in the end. That's how come that it got sold, was because in the early 80s, they come in there, the state was going to put a highway in there.
Lane.
And it was going to take the barn and the house.
But it set that close. See, I don't remember that. I remember the tenant houses. I don't remember the other house, but it set that close to the road.
Yes, and so that was going to take the main house. So they said, well, they just went on and sold the whole farm.
So when they bought this farm, and you said there was only a barn there, they built themselves a house.
Mm-hmm.
What prompted him to build? How many were there, these little tenant houses?
There were 11.
And what prompted that? And the best I remember, Cindy, I don't know any other way to describe them other than just little paper houses.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's a better word, but they were very small. They were for people who just didn't have a lot, I'm thinking. But what brought that on?
Well, this is what I think is so interesting.
Mm-hmm.
He had to be one really talented man because the old houses in town whoever would come in and say, look, we're going to tear these down, they would call him, but they would tell him to come and get the wood and get whatever you wanted. And he would go and get all the wood and would keep the nails and would take it back to the barn. And he would straighten it all out, even to the nails he would straighten out and reuse them. And all winter long, he would put together parts of these little houses in the barn.
He's building a home that has no expense to him at all, other than his time, sounds like.
Yeah, and then come spring, he would take that out there and he would set it up. And they had running water, they had running bathrooms, they got their water from the spring right there on the farm, and he rented them out for $30 a month from the early 40s, whenever he got them built, to the 70s when he died, and he never went up on the rent, ever.
You're kidding, it was always $30.
Always $30.
Were there families, I'm assuming, that stayed there for great amount of time.
Oh, yes. Had to. Yes. They were families that lived and died there. They never moved. And I can remember going there, especially around the holidays, mm-hmm. because we would go and we would deliver fruit baskets. And mm-hmm. I was little. And I would get to know... You know, be kind of familiar with some mm-hmm, of these people. Mm-hmm. And there were a lot of wonderful people that lived there. There was, do you remember Harrison Jr. Brim?
Yeah, Jerry Brim that worked out at Kroger for years was hooked in somehow to them, married into that family, I think.
Yes, and he's got a daughter that works out there now, and he was a plumber, and they lived there for years.
That may have been, Jerry may have been his daughter. Okay.
And they lived there for years, and they didn't charge him anything, just
because he did the plumbing,
and he would oversee it and was so helpful.
Yeah.
And so occasionally, you know, when Henry, he had the same setup. He had a plumber, and they were like, "You live here for free, and you just help me take care of it."
Mm-hmm. How big were these houses? Best I remember from now. You know, when you're a kid, you have not much ability to look at something and figure out a size. So to me, remembering them, they always looked very small. They couldn't have been more than two or three rooms at the very most.
No, most I can remember is they were small houses. Mm-hmm. They were small. I couldn't even begin to guess how many square foot they'd be, but they were little.
Very little.
They were little.
Do you know, and I'm assuming, did pretty much everybody know it as Miller Flats?
Miller Flats.
That's the way I knew it. I mean,
until the 70s, when both Henry and his wife died, they sold it at an auction. And then at that time, four of the children went together and bought it, mm-hmm. which would have been
at the auction,
which would have been Ned and Pansy and Ray and Virgil.
Okay.
And then it became Miller Four.
Miller Four.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why, if you know, was it called Miller Flats?
I don't know. I don't think anyone really knows.
Now, I was mentioning that I was going to talk about this on one of these shows in the presence of Buddy Teeter, Pear Lee. And he made a remark that, and I'm assuming he was talking about 27, that evidently it was pretty straight through there. And pretty flat through there, and to the point that they called it the drag strip.
Uh-huh.
So I'm wondering if it was because of the lay of the land and the way the road ran that maybe that's why they called it that. I don't know.
I guess that's all we always kind of called it Millertown.
yeah, Millertown. So I just still can't get over this $30 thing. And I mean, that's just totally amazing. So and of course it was all clear profit because he didn't have to buy anything, it sounds like. Spend a little gas to go get this stuff.
Can you imagine straightening out the nails and reusing the nails?
Now, was he, in addition to doing that, did he have another occupation?
He was a farmer.
He farmed. Mm-hmm. Did he farm that area?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He had, I think he had 1 acre of tobacco base.
Mm-hmm. Let's go on now, because since you're the one here, and talk a little more about your family.
Mm-hmm.
So your granddad was
Virgil,
and he became one of the Miller Four.
Yes.
Tell us about Virgil's, well, first off, tell us about his wife. Your grandmother.
Sarah Middleton Miller was his wife.
Was she from here?
She was from here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. She was from Vineyard. She come from the Vineyard there on
27
by Vineyard Road, where I live now.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And they had how many children?
They had two.
The two boys.
Two boys.
All right, we'll get to your dad in a minute. Let's talk about your uncle. Tell us about Jimmy a little bit.
Jimmy Miller. Mm-hmm. Both him and my dad are farmers.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they did. Except Jimmy is a musician too.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of from Granny and Jimmy is where we get the music, I guess.
Yeah. And we're going to get into that in a moment. Jimmy married Velma.
Velma. And they had two children, Janie and Jason.
Okay. And they're all still around here, aren't they?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right. Now, let's talk about your dad and your family a little bit. And I want to get into this because there's a lot of people that live in our county, people from around here, people like you and me that have been here all our lives, that would know your dad and especially would know your mom or remember her or maybe didn't even realize it was her, but they remember what she did. So let's talk a little bit about your dad, Robert. Now, Robert, somewhere along the line, ran across this lady and they met. Tell us about
I love this story, especially now since she's gone.
Sure.
But my mother, she died to just meet and meet someone and get married. And my grandmother told her, you've got to be patient, that the Lord will bring the right man to you.
Now, her maiden name was?
Burdine.
Burdine.
And her mother and dad was Tom Burdine and Loney Burdine.
And she told your mama, you're going to have to just settle down and wait.
Yeah.
All right.
And lo and behold, up the hill come this man with one of his buddies trying to sell my grandfather, Tom, a tobacco knife.
What?
And it was my father was with his friend.
Yes. Trying to sell tobacco? Were they, was it just have one, or were they, did they make
well,
them and trying to sell
yeah,
them?
Yeah, they made them. They would make them.
Okay.
And try to sell them so
all
they
right.
could, you know, they'd have tobacco hands.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
So they're selling tobacco knives, and
yes.
here he comes. Who saw who first?
Well, I'm not sure. But Mama would say, that's my hunka burning love.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
She knew. Do you think it took him long to figure it out, too?
No, because he said that she was a fox.
Well, that tobacco knife brought them together.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit more about them and their lives and what they did.
Well, the funny thing was, before she died, I wanted this dresser. And she says, well, you got to take care of that dresser because when your daddy married me, his dad gave me a pig.
A pig.
A pig. And with that money, I bought that dresser. Yeah.
And of course, back then, Cindy, that was probably a very valuable gift.
Uh-huh.
Because in those days, especially if you were a farmer, things were hard to come by.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're giving away your livestock, you're giving away your life.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
and so that would have been, you know, kids nowadays will hear that and laugh. But
yeah.
back then, that would have been a very important gift. A very meaningful gift. So she sold the pig and bought a dresser.
Uh-huh.
You still got it.
I still have it.
The pig dresser. Your dad has farmed pretty much all his life?
All his life.
Yeah. The reason I mentioned your mom is, and I guess way before I ever knew you, I knew your mom because she was the bookmobile woman.
Mm-hmm.
How many years did she work for our library driving? Or well, now, did she always do the bookmobile or did she work in the library before it came along?
No, she was hired to do the bookmobile.
To do the bookmobile.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that. Do they even still run that?
Not here.
Yeah, I can see that so well. Of course, you know, I'm old enough to remember when the library, not what it was. Folks, let me give you a little history lesson. The first library that I know about, although I don't remember it, was at the corner of Main and Oak, which is now where the current Central Bank is in their parking lot. The post office was downstairs. The library was upstairs. And then it moved over on 2nd Street in the little metal building that is beside the current Sheriff's Department. That's where I remember first going into the library. And then, of course, that building where the Sheriff's Department is was built, and they moved the library there before it went to where it is now.
Mm-hmm.
But she was hired to drive this bookmobile at all over the county.
Mm-hmm.
And they stopped, for you young people that don't know what we're talking about, it was full of books. I mean, it was a big, huge van that was full of books. And I'm assuming she was responsible for taking care of all those books and making sure they were in there and
Absolutely.
All that stuff. And she would drive to different areas. I can remember growing up, she would come and stop at Stinnett's Grocery on
mm-hmm.
Union Mill Road there close to Mackey. And folks, you would walk in and it was just like going to the library. You could check a book out and she was there to take care of you. And that was back when they had the old card system. And then a couple weeks later, she'd come back and you'd return it. She did that for a long time.
For years and years. She retired from there. She loved her shut-ins. She had a lot of shut-ins that just was
yeah.
the elderly or
yeah.
the disabled that just or people that was unfortunate didn't have vehicles to come to town,
yeah.
you know, to go to the library. So she would learn the authors of who they read and who and things that they liked. And she would do research and she would find books
for them
and keep that kind of stuff on the bus. And she would take it to their house and take it in to them.
That is great.
And she knew she was very interested in all the authors, and
mm-hmm.
she could tell you things about them. And people would get on there and say, well, do you have any of this author? And she would, well, if she didn't have it,
she'd find
I will find it and I'll bring it to you.
Well, that's customer service is what that is.
She loved her job.
Yeah.
Loved to read.
When did she retire?
Let's see. I don't know what year. She's been gone 5 years. And she was sick for a... It was about 15 years ago.
Has it been that long? Mm-hmm. Gosh, it's gone fast. Mm-hmm. Yeah, unfortunately, you lost your mom. You said 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And she had a tough time. Your dad's still doing well, though, as far as I know.
He is great.
Yeah. All right, so those two decided at some point in time to have a family.
Mm-hmm.
And they did. So tell us about the kids of your mom and dad, a little bit about yourself and brother, and what all's going on with you guys.
Well, we were raised, they first had Lee Thomas, mm-hmm. and he's 4 years older than me, and he was very much into music. I can remember we were little, and he would come home and he would say, "I need you to buy me a piano."
Really?
And Mama would say, "Well, you've lost your mind. I'm not going to buy you."
Do you think that was inbred? Because you mentioned your grandmother and Deb. You think it was just in his blood?
It's just in his blood.
Okay.
He is very, very talented and freakishly so.
Yeah. And we're going to talk a little bit about what you mean by that.
Yeah.
But now you, on the other hand, singer person.
Yeah.
Did you get into playing instruments?
I am a horrible piano player.
Yeah.
So. But I play at home just enough to, you know, sing stuff. But no, I'm not a
musician. But you do sing.
Mm-hmm.
And because you're even, I guess, now still singing with the Wild Woman of Wilmore.
Jody Brock.
Yeah.
Jody Brock and Pat Geary. Proverbs 31.
Yeah.
We have a good time. I love that.
How long have you been doing that?
I've been singing in a group.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Probably 10 years.
Did that kind of come natural to you?
I went to college at Eastern,
yeah.
and had private lessons.
Oh, did you?
And I sung in different choirs and things
yeah.
like that, yeah.
All right, well, brag a little bit about your husband and your kids.
My husband,
we don't want to forget them,
is James Rohr, who's
yeah.
amazing. He works out at Amcor and hopefully will retire soon.
Mm-hmm.
I married him and kind of his and her children. We have six
mm-hmm.
children,
mm-hmm.
and we've got 11 grandchildren.
Wow. How many did he bring into the marriage?
He brought in four.
And there are just names.
That was Jamie
mm-hmm.
Rohr and mm-hmm. Jared Rohr
mm-hmm.
and Gina Rohr.
Okay.
And then...
One more.
And Jimmy Rohr.
Okay.
Now, Jimmy I adopted.
All right. And then that's four.
Uh-huh.
And then you brought in...
I brought in Shelby Prophet mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. Sarah Beth Prophet.
So you got six. And how many? 11 you said already?
11
wow.
grandchildren.
Wow.
Christmas is so much fun.
Now, you mentioned Lee Thomas. We'll go a little bit more mm-hmm. into him and his talents. Some people may not realize exactly who Lee is because I found this out having worked in radio all these years. Unless you are really in the business, or unless, and I'm even including people like us DJs, people don't necessarily pay a lot of attention to songwriters.
Mm-hmm.
They hear a song, they know the song, they know who sings it, but they don't really know who writes it. But your brother, man, he went to Nashville and has written. Can you just name some of the songs that people mm-hmm. may recognize that he wrote, guys? This is his stuff that you may not even know.
In Color,
mm-hmm.
You're Gonna Miss This, I'm Still a Guy. A lot of, and all of these is from Brad Paisley, Jamie Johnson,
yeah.
The Impossible by Joe Nichols.
Yeah.
He has 7 number one hits.
Wow. Did you think growing up that he could reach this, what he's done?
I'm not shocked.
Yeah.
I'm not shocked because back to when he wanted the piano, I mean, we're talking, we were little, and he says, "I want a piano." My mother said, "You're crazy. I'm not buying no piano."
Yeah.
And so finally, he wore her down, and she finally bought this old beat-up piano, and they brought it in the house, and in about 15 minutes, he played something on the radio. Just...
Hearing it.
Hearing it.
Wow.
And we just all kind of stood and looked at one another.
You may need to get him a better piano.
Yeah. And then every instrument
mm-hmm.
that he tried, it was the same thing. Mm-hmm. You know, we would, Mom and Daddy, they would get him these teachers, you know, a violin teacher. And mm-hmm. the violin teacher would then come and say, "I've taught him all I know. You're going to have to go, you know, mm-hmm. above me."
Mm-hmm.
Or a guitar. "I have no idea. You're going to have to go above me."
Now, he's done well in that you said he's seven number one hits. Nashville? Does he live in Nashville?
Around
mm-hmm. Nashville. And he's married, has children, I mm-hmm. think, doesn't he? Running for Congress, I hear.
Yes.
That's something new that's just come about. How did that get? I remember, I'm one of those guys that can remember Lee when he was a little boy. And I remember him playing at the Jessamine County Fair in a band when they probably didn't get paid $50, but they played and they enjoyed it. So he's kind of grown up for me to watch, too. How did he get involved in politics, or going to be, in fact?
Well, he became the president of the Songwriters Association. Mm-hmm. And so since Pandora has come out and mm-hmm. a lot of YouTube and a lot of downloading music has mm-hmm. come along, he is very passionate about that takes money out of the writers' mm-hmm. pockets. Mm-hmm. And so he goes to Washington and mm-hmm. lobbies the bill to try to have that shut down. Mm-hmm. And very much is for the small businessman.
Yeah. You know? Pirating is what they call it.
Yes. Yeah. He has been doing that for years and very interested mm-hmm. in it. But the funny thing about it is years and years ago, he said something about being in politics. And Mama said, "Lord, just wait till I'm dead."
And he has. And of course, you work in an office, mine, as a matter of fact, with me in a political office, circuit clerks doing the family court work. Mm-hmm. You like that?
I love it.
I knew you did. I just have to ask that for everybody else to hear. Your mom and dad, of course, I was knew your mother and I know your dad. What's a word you would use to describe your mom? If you could only use one word.
One word.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. That would be a word that a lot of people would use for moms, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What about your dad?
Oh, he's amazing. He is. He really is. He's trying to teach me farming, and it is just...
How's that going?
It is scary.
Now, I will say this, and this is a private joke, folks. I'm not going to blame your mother for teaching you cooking, surely to goodness. Cindy, we have a lot of funny stories that we won't tell here about Cindy and her cooking abilities, although I think it's getting a little better. Just don't cook a turkey
but it's that time again.
I know it's that time, but we all saw pictures of last year, and I think you should probably order one pre-done. It might be safer. But I knew your mom and your dad. Dad's just a really nice guy. Mm-hmm. He's just, and you know, when I say this with the highest amount of respect, he's just good old country boy.
Yeah.
And you know, he's one of us, and he's down to earth, and just, he's just a good old fella.
I have watched him, especially just since Mama has been gone. I'm like, okay, Daddy, you're going to teach me how to do these things with cows. Mm-hmm. And he is so knowledgeable, and I am so not. And I went, matter of fact, for his birthday, he wanted these certain kinds of troughs that like hang on a gate. Well, I have no idea. Mm-hmm. So I'm online searching. Well, I have ordered these things, and they get shipped into our office yesterday. I had to have, it was three of us trying to manhandle the box out into the, I don't even know what he'll do with these. They are huge. I mean, I could literally feed the entire farm with these things.
Has he got a gate that's going to be strong enough to hold?
I don't even know. He'll probably have to build something.
Wow. That's funny.
He'll die when he sees it.
You know, when you, and I'm sure for you it's special, but there are so many times when I ride up and down Main Street and think to myself, oh, and I tell my kids, they look at me like I'm nuts. And I'm like, well, I can remember the day when, you know, I can remember the day when Edgewood Baptist Church was a cornfield. But one of those things, one of those places is your place, your uh-huh. all's place, the Miller Town, the Miller Flats, whatever you want to call it. But that little settlement that was right there on the edge of our, well, kind of in the middle of our town now, but at that point in time, when you got there, you were well out into the country.
Uh-huh.
And I know a lot of people listening, especially those people that have been in our community in the for at least 25 years, maybe 30, will remember that little group of houses mm-hmm. there and very well, very well. So I appreciate you coming in. Believe it or not, our time is up, but thanks for coming in and sharing about the Miller family and gives us a little more history about that.
Well, thanks for having me.
My thanks to Cindy for coming in this morning and talking about the Miller family, letting us know a little bit more about their history. I appreciate you coming in every Saturday morning also. All Things Jessamine, we'll do it again next week. Don't forget, I'm on every weekday morning from 6 to 8. Get you up and going with the great music we have here on Jess FM 105.9.
Beginnings are important, especially when it comes to building a future. From start to finish, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County will be with you every step of the way. Whether it's a house, a car, a college fund, or saving for retirement, it all starts here. Stop by any of our four convenient Jessamine County locations today or visit us on the web at myfarmersbank.net. Banking with friends and neighbors, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.